From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. This week, DrCoop.com announced it is shutting its virtual doors for good. The health information website is the latest addition to the crowded e-commerce graveyard. But despite the high-tech crash and the weak economy, more people are doing their shopping online than ever before. From San Francisco, Jason Lopez has the story.
During the holiday shopping season of 1999, online sellers were giddy over taking billions of dollars in sales from traditional retailers without having to build a single store. But the bet that e-commerce would replace traditional stores didn't pan out. Even the biggest retailer, Amazon.com, has never turned a profit, and some experts think it may not survive. But even with the dot-com crash, Rob Leathern, an analyst with Jupiter Media Metrics, which tracks the web industry, says that more people are visiting online shopping sites this holiday season than ever before.
The traffic numbers we've seen so far have really exceeded our expectations. In the week after Thanksgiving, online traffic was up about 45% over the previous year. We predicted online sales would grow this year about 11% over what we saw last year to about $11.9 billion.
And Leathern says that web sellers are on track to reach those kinds of sales as people buy more on the web. Christina Filios is a paralegal in downtown San Francisco. She says she hasn't set foot in a store this holiday season. From her 30th floor office, Filios says she likes to shop off the beaten track to places only the internet can take her.
I really like McPhee.com, which is, I guess what you call is just, it's, well, they say they're outfitters of popular culture, but it's kind of where you go to get, for me, it's the Hindu finger puppets that have been a real big gift item.
Websites continue to market themselves as discount sellers, often waiving shipping charges, but Filio says she buys for another reason, convenience.
I work a lot of hours, and oftentimes by the time I leave work, the stores are closed. And also, I really dislike crowds, and I really dislike standing online to buy things. So this way, I'm the only customer my computer has.
With the economy so dependent on consumer spending, many experts like Rob Leathern of Jupiter Media Metrics are looking at what effect online retailing will have on overall holiday sales.
Because we're still in a growth phase, however, you know, it's definitely easy to see the incredible growth of the internet and wonder, well, you know, is a lot of this stuff, you know, new business? But in the most cases, it's shift from other channels. So people are not buying necessarily more. In most cases, they're just moving some of their behaviors.
Even though traffic is way up, analysts say that e-commerce retailers will have to make many more sales if they're ever going to make a profit. Despite the continued growth of e-commerce, experts such as Shelley Hale of Bank of America Securities say the web still doesn't contribute very much to consumer spending.
You're looking at something less than 5% of total retail sales in the country, so it is insignificant at this point. The more important question is, can companies create viable business models that make the internet a profitable vehicle to sell products through?
Even though no one's discovered the magic formula for making money on the web, experts think online sales will only continue to grow. They predict revenues will reach $144 billion by 2006, tripling this year's volume. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.